Marie Richer is Pepin County's 4-H and youth development agent. She says local officials have been considering combining the fair with neighboring Buffalo County for several years. Richer says Pepin's problem hasn't been financial, but simply having a place to hold the event. An old school building typically used by the fair has changed owners several times, causing uncertainty.
And I think some of the kids, since we're a small fair, the competition isn't always there. So I think some of the 4-H exhibitors wanted maybe a little more competition and maybe a little more social aspect to it.
Richer says Pepin will still have its own 4-H program, but youth will participate in the Buffalo County Fair starting next summer. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.